Tomorrow's my first day as a temporary teacher at this university, and I just graduated a few months ago myself. Oh, I'm so nervous. I hope everything goes all right. I hope the students enjoy the lesson. So does everybody understand? The moment sperm is shot into the womb, there's a chance that it'll fertilize a woman's eggs, especially when she's ovulating. Yes, Jake? I see that you want to ask me something. Yes, Jake, I'm currently ovulating right now, but I fail to understand how that particular information is vital to help you understand this topic. Feel free to ask your question, Dave. I love it when my students are interested to learn more about how the female body functions. But do try to keep it related to the lesson, please. I'll allow your question this time, Dave, seeing as we were just talking about women's breasts. My cup size is an E cup, and they're completely natural. I'm sad to hear that your regular teacher is as flat as a board, although that's not very nice of you, Dave, to say it like that. Yes, Robert? What's on your mind? Why, thank you, Robert. How sweet of you to notice. I always try to dress lightly for when I'm teaching a class, as I personally feel like that's the best way to keep everybody's attention. That's actually the reason why the top button of my blouse is unbuttoned. If you want to ask me something, you first need to raise your hand, Dave. And I don't appreciate you thinking that my breasts are fake. That's a very hurtful thing to suggest. How can you be sure? Watch as I walk towards you. Fake tits don't normally bounce this much. See how they were bouncing up and down? Now let me just lean over forward to give you a proper look of my cleavage. That'll definitely convince you that I have natural breasts. You still can't tell? Let me undo two more buttons. Then there will be no more doubt about it. What do you mean overdressed? Didn't you just make a remark about my outfit because it's slightly more revealing than a normal teacher's outfit? Dave! Groping a woman's chest without her permission is a very naughty thing to do. You're lucky that you're having sex ed right now, because otherwise that behavior wouldn't fly. And Robert, I don't understand. There wasn't any mention of that in the job description at all. Why would your regular sex ed teacher teach her class without wearing any clothes? Well, I guess that does make sense. The pictures in your textbooks are quite outdated, and seeing the real deal up close would definitely paint you guys a clearer picture of what I've been talking about today. It's a shame that nobody informed me about this in advance, though. I feel so foolish right now. Give me a second to rectify my silly mistakes. All right, that's much better, isn't it? I always feel so liberated whenever I'm fully naked. You know what? Why don't all of you strip down as well? That way, we'll all feel comfortable and relaxed. And if I'll be mentioning something about male genitalia, then you can easily take a look at your cocks for a visual aid as well. Wow, sure seems like you guys have taken a liking to your new temp teacher. I haven't seen so many erect cocks since my last birthday. College truly is a wonderful place, isn't it? Jake might have a good point, to be honest. Seeing my naked body really might end up to be too distracting and stimulating for you guys to keep paying close attention to my lesson. Sure, you're allowed to masturbate while I continue my lecture. But don't make too much noise. Your teacher still needs to be clearly heard. Oh, shoot. It seems like I've forgotten the remainder of this lesson. I don't even remember where we left off, to be honest. How about masturbation self-study? You guys wouldn't mind, right? And it is technically part of sex ed as well, when you think about it. I'll even join in so that nobody will be feeling uncomfortable or put on the spot. What's wrong, dear? Oh, you're doing it all wrong. That's not how you're supposed to stroke it. Aw, nerdy virgins are my weak spot, so I'll be helping you out today, all right? Let me quickly go grab one of my dildos out of my bag. I'll be right back. See how I'm sensually stimulating your sensitive tip? You do the same, and when it starts feeling good, you should grip your big cock with both your hands and slowly move both your hands up and down your impressive shaft. That's right. See how much pre-cum you're currently leaking out of your tip? That's a clear sign that you're doing a good job. You've got a very impressive penis, by the way. You should definitely feel very proud. Keep gripping your dick tightly, though, and don't forget to occasionally stimulate its tip as well. You're doing wonderfully, everybody. Keep stroking your hard cocks while you watch me give a private lesson to your fellow classmate. This isn't technically part of the curriculum, but you guys are clearly enjoying yourselves, so whatever. I only read through the subject matter one time anyway, so maybe I missed it and it could be in there after all. You're definitely doing a good enough job right now, but at this pace, it'll take you way too long to come. Here, would you like me to show you how to properly take care of your cock? Let's forget the toy. We'll just practice on yours to show you just how good it can be, yes? Now this is how you pleasure a big cock. I can already feel you throbbing. You're close, right? I want to taste your cum, so don't hold back. Now, if you guys can behave yourselves, I'll make each and every last one of you come with my mouth. That way, nobody will feel left out. It'll take a while until I've sucked you all off, but I'm sure that we will still have more than enough time left for me to go through each of you. All right, good job, everybody. Talk about a productive and worthwhile session, right? I definitely won't be needing dinner today. Maybe next time we can have a practical hands-on lesson involving the topic impregnation? Most of your loads would have certainly gotten me pregnant today if they were emptied inside of my womb. So I'll definitely have to make sure that for our next lesson I have a morning after pill at the ret. Oh, hello, Principal. How lovely of you to drop by. I just finished teaching my students a very important lesson, but if you have some free time later today, I definitely wouldn't mind teaching you a thing or two in your office as well.